Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, and this is an all-new Metal Injection Livecast. Rob started his new Sirius show on Friday. Hey Rob, think there's any room at Sirius for a well-spoken robot with a heart of gold? Please, take me with you. I don't want to be here with these losers anymore either. I'm not getting any younger, you know. Here's the show.
I guess Bland didn't hear that you're still doing the show with the losers.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bland. I have no say in who gets hired and fired. So I can't really take you anywhere. I'm sorry.
But Rob's slumming now. Now he's doing it as a favor to us, or before this is like his outlet. Now he doesn't need this. This is just so we have something to do on Sunday night.
My publicist says I should keep doing this to keep up appearances, but you guys...
You're going to phase out.
Pretty soon, yeah, I'm going to be a special guest star. I'm going to be like the Heather Locklear of the show.
Rob is going to have the highest salary for the
last. That's right.
He's going to be worth the most.
Maybe Heather Lockbani.
That's right. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast, the only free radio that I'm willing to do.
Wow.
All the other stuff you got to subscribe to.
What a treat.
Look, Perrier Destroyer just said Ross publicist is his mom.
Robert, you really should think about your career.
She did give me a good rate.
She listened?
No, she didn't listen.
I didn't listen. I wasn't home. I want to hear it.
Yeah. No, it was great. My first show was on Friday. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun. It was really crazy to be in a professional studio, like doing it.
Hey, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, come on.
Well,
I
feel like
right here. No, I think we do a really good job
considering what we're working with
in a DIY environment. But just being in a like legitimate studio is like, this is crazy. My only experience at this is just doing this myself with a bunch of my friends and you guys.
Oh, you have another podcast.
But no, it was awesome. My first day there, I show up a little early, which is already very unlike me. Mm-hmm. And
how long is that going to last?
Not too long.
A week.
And I go to Jose's office to say hello to him because I'm not really like in the system yet. I don't have my own login and whatever, so he has to log me in. And he's like, "Dude, do you see who's there? Who's?" Because there's like the office is just one floor. And everything's outside of them. And then, like, the sides of the office, like, there's, you know, separate offices. So I went into Jose's office. I was like, "Dude, you see who's there?" And Jose is, like, not too far away from the president's office. He's got some prime real estate in the Sirius floor.
So
and I look, and I'm like, "I don't know. I don't see it." And he's like, "Dude, it's Justin Bieber." And I'm like, "Okay, whatever. I don't care."
Why was he so excited about that?
You cared, Rob. Admit it.
Yeah, well, let me get to the story.
Your tweet and Facebook message attest to the fact that you cared.
Thank you. I mean, I'm just going through it the way I was feeling it emotionally at the time. I was like, "Oh, I don't care. But who cares? It's just
you have emotions.
It was just Justin
Bieber. You had emotions towards Justin Bieber.
Is it hard to be?
No, I said he was playing hard to get with the Beeb.
Oh, but then whatever. So then. You know, everyone in the office was sort of like whispering about it, and then I kind of like poked out a little, and then I poked out.
You don't want to break the kid.
Well, as one would do when Bieber's in the office. No, I looked out.
He's lesbian.
At his entourage of you know adults were walking this way, and I'm like, "Oh, the reason why was because Jose was like, dude, you know what I want to do? I want to grab my guitar." And he has like a mini amp. It's like a belt buckle amp. He's like, "I want to go out and I want to shred it. I want to shred for Bieber." I'm like, "Dude, that's
hilarious. Did he make him some tacos?"
He didn't make him any tacos. Right. So I was like, "Dude, that's hilarious. You should totally do it." Then he was like trying to get it all together. And that's why I poked my head out. And I'm like, "Oh, dude, there's no time. He's coming. They're coming right now." And he's coming. And that was like a direct quote.
Did your eyes meet?
And then... crazy enough, Bieber walks by. He doesn't even walk. He doesn't walk by the studio. He walks. I mean, walk by the office. He walks into the office, extends his hand, and is like, "Hey guys, how's it going?" And I shook Justin Bieber's hand. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
hey guys, how's it going? Great, you know, very nice to meet you guys. Thanks for everything.
And then Jose was like, dude, you should do a metal collapse in time. And Bieber like looked at Jose's office, which is just like metal posters, and like there's like a marijuana, like a fake marijuana plant there.
Where's this motherfucker's Usher poster?
And then he's looking around and he's like, yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Well, he probably made a wrong turn into the office in the first place. We didn't want to admit it.
You're famous.
I didn't fuck up.
So then Jose was like super after that. He's like, like once he left, he was like, did everyone see that? Oh my! And I'm like, this is the hand. I stuck out my head. This is the hand that shook Bieber's.
You know, you should never say never, because that's what Ja Rule said at first. He said, yeah, I don't think so, guys. And then,
yeah, you're right.
I got this.
Bieber's going to team up with Metallica for sure. Yeah, we did it again, part two.
Well, you got to wait, because Bieber's still too popular. It's got to be like, in 5 years, when Metallica, that's who Metallica thinks will be popular in 5 years.
Did you make a Bieber pun?
He didn't even realize
say
it.
Never?
No, I didn't know that was a song.
That was just like a movie. That was a documentary.
It was like a big hit.
I'm real metal. I don't know anything.
I'm just a Bieber fan here, Sean.
I just heard of Justin Bieber when Rob just mentioned it. I never heard of him at all.
Who is this Justin Bieber?
He's just the guy who's mentioned in YouTube comments.
Guy.
The thing
Do you know, whenever I look at Justin Bieber with his new haircut, he reminds me of Marcy from Married with Children.
Is that his only haircut?
Well, he used to have that bowl haircut, but now it's shorter. It's
now
more grown up.
Lesbian. But I was telling Sean, that after I met the Biebs, I wasn't starstruck. I really did not care that I met him or whatever.
Sure.
But there was this, element of, shell shock of, okay, I know so much about this person, but I've never met them. And then
did you ask him if you fucked that chick?
No.
Should have done that.
You're, the 10th person.
His bodyguard would have slammed you up against the wall and choked you.
No,
I told him he should have said, Bieber, I'm pregnant with your baby.
it was
your
really,
taco baby.
It was really a 10-second meeting. There wasn't any time to do anything. But it was just weird that my first day within 20 minutes, I just meet.
It's all downhill.
My first day, I met Lisa Lampanelli.
Oh,
I'd rather.
Are you kidding me?
No, your meeting was way less feminine than Rob's.
That's true.
It's true.
But the funny thing is, too, that Jose tweeted about it and was like,
oh, we just met Justin Bieber, blah, blah, blah.
And everyone was like, knock his teeth in. Bring me his leg.
Oh, come on.
He was like, oh, my God, metalheads are so mean.
When I was a kid, that was the same thing for New Kids on the Block. You know?
Right.
Yeah,
it made sense.
Oh, actually, when I was real young, it was Leif Garrett.
Oh,
Jesus.
Wasn't that in the mid-70s?
Early 80s, late 70s.
Okay. When did he wreck that car and cripple that guy?
I don't know. I watched his E! True Hollywood story. Yes. That was really sad, but I don't remember any details at all.
No.
Was it that? Maybe it was that.
There's one of each.
Well,
don't take any money.
He's had 18 different rise and falls. So
yeah,
there's probably a few.
But Lisa Lampanelli looks like she smells.
Yeah.
She looks like she smells,
smells like
dirty bacala.
No. She smells fun. She smells like an Italian lady.
Were you close enough to get a whiff, though?
Yeah, I was right next to her.
Look at the sweat sock.
Yeah.
Fuck you sniffing it!
It would be all okay if she was funny.
Yeah,
but she's not really that funny, so...
Mm-hmm.
She's
good at roast. I think
she's funny.
That's her whole, her whole shtick is being a roaster when she does stand-up.
Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, I like to fuck black guys.
Yeah, well, okay.
I'm fat.
That's what I was going to ask. Who's had sex with more black guys, her or Bieber?
It's true.
That's the real question.
You think that whole thing where he supposedly got to go pregnant is like...
Oh, no, they'd already come out that it was a setup.
Yeah,
okay.
But I'm sure he's banging chicks left and right.
They wanted it to come out that it was a setup.
How are you sure that he's banging?
No, she got caught. Some text messages came out where she was telling, her mom and then some other friend, that this ex-boyfriend needs to be a part of his baby's life and kind of shit. And so, she knew it was his.
Sorry, I'm 2 weeks behind on the Bieber news.
I'd find it very hard to believe that he wasn't banging chicks.
Very hard to believe.
No, he's probably banging chicks.
Wow.
You're not a believer?
He's just coming in him and shit. I don't know. smarter than that.
He's probably too young to come yet. He's probably just like a dry heat.
A
penile dry heat.
Dry cough, like a dick cough.
Just kind
of, I've had those.
It's like the stuff in Pixie Sticks.
Yeah.
Out. It's like a little sugary cloud.
Did you ever fuck a girl for like the fourth time in a day and you stop coming?
Basically, evaporated milk.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
With the powder comes out?
Yeah.
It's like when a mummy ejaculates.
Yeah.
Paper fragments.
Yeah.
No, but I want to say that, you know, if you said that the metal fans were really violent about Bieber, it's actually his fans are even more psychotic and violent. Like, when that girl came out and said that she was pregnant with the shit,
they're very protective.
Like, all over Twitter was, we're going to fucking stab that baby out of your stomach. And, like, I'm going to
Well, turn into Cannibal Corpse fans.
Not even like his girlfriend, that whatever Selena her
Gomez.
Name is. Yeah, like she would.
Sean, you know all about
I work
this.
At MTV.
Yeah, sure, that's your excuse.
He's part of the problem.
I am.
Yeah.
I admit it. And you can admit it too by giving us a call 646-929-1357. So you're saying about Selena Gomez and her preteen?
No, I was just saying that like she was just getting. I saw somewhere that like she constantly gets mean tweets from believers about like, I want you to die, bitch. He's mine.
Yeah.
Well, he said something about how he thought Kim Kardashian was hot. I mean,
like,
and then
3 years ago,
she's
yeah,
like twice as old as he is though.
Yeah, so it was 3 years when he was like 13, and then a bunch of girls started sending her death threats.
I mean, you know, the youth of our nation. He's from Canada. He's not even from here. Coming down here and starting shit. Yeah, he's Canadian.
We did have a question in the chat from Perrier Destroyer again. would Noah bang Bieber? Would you
absolutely
bang
not.
But
not.
Physically, like if he wasn't a bad
The better question is, if you knew banging him and getting pregnant would make you financially set for life,
you'd never have to
famous?
Work again. Ever.
Yeah, ever. Ever.
In the history of ever.
I'd probably do it.
With capital ever.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
you barely know. Your dick is probably like this. You did teeny with the pinky, so you probably wouldn't even notice.
I have a follow-up question. Do you think, all right, assuming you're not attracted to him at all, which you have just said, do you think him being famous makes you more or less, like what he does for a living, does that detract from it or make you slightly less repulsed by it?
What he does for a living
like,
and what he stands for fully
makes it worse.
Me. Yeah.
He'd have more of a chance if he was just a lesbian-looking 18-year-old or whatever.
If you twist it that way, then yes.
See? She would fuck him.
No, I don't like what he's about.
I'm just kidding.
So if it was, well, never mind. I don't know where I was going.
No, please, continue. Where were you going? If he was...
No, I was going to say if there was a kid that looked just like Justin Bieber.
Right.
But he wasn't Justin Bieber.
Like he's a metalhead.
And money wasn't involved in this.
Right.
Then I would more likely bang the kid that looks like Justin Bieber.
Now, when you say you don't like what he's about, what exactly do you mean?
That he's processed pop music.
Mm-hmm. And there aren't anyone that there's no one that you'd be attracted to that's pop star.
No.
Not one. I bet you I could think of one before the show is over.
Nick Lachey.
Ugh.
No. Rugged. He seems like your type.
He's probably Enrique Iglesias.
No.
Who's that Joey Fat one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The dude from Bensonhurst. Isn't he the gay one, though? Oh, it's Lance Bass?
Yeah.
All right.
Timberlake.
Well, I learned on Wikipedia that Noah used to be a resident of Bensonhurst.
Yeah, that's right. You linked forever, those two.
Wait, me and who?
You and Joey Fat.
What about Justin Groban, Morbid Toast?
There is no Justin.
Josh Groban, sorry.
There might be, but...
He has a brother.
No.
Eddie the Head, while we're fielding questions, asked, did Noah bang that chink?
No.
I think about Jose, I think.
No. Is he Chinese? Yeah,
Chico.
Is he Asian at all?
No.
You bang that Chico?
He's Mexican.
Don't say chink in the chat. It's terrible. How
don't say chink in the chat.
Yeah, just let Darren say it fucking
time.
Yeah.
Can that be the episode title? Don't say chink.
You can write it down as an early contender, but I'm hoping something else emerges.
He asked me now, I can't say chink. No, you can. I'm asking him, saying, behave yourself. Be nice. Don't be racist. Be sensitive. But we're not going to ban you from saying it. Because that's wrong. That's censorship. Mm-hmm. Anyway. 646-929-1357.
Okay, this other thing I wanted to talk about, that this news report that Darren linked me to. I have to find it, though. So give me a second. But, Darren, if you want to...
Well, I mean...
Tuck it up.
Okay, I got it.
What? I was going to say, which one are you talking about?
He teams using vodka.
Right.
Basically, this is a news report. There's this new trend about vodka-soaked tampons and how it gets you really drunk faster than drinking vodka and for longer. And there was this news report that's basically supposed to talk about how dangerous it is and how you shouldn't do it. But in turn, all it really was a giant commercial advertising not only how to do it, but why it's better to do it. So I have it queued up right here.
Ben, telling it like it is.
Here it is.
All right, just when you think you've heard it all when it comes to teens, and I have
this is like the Thorin commercial.
This one might have you saying, wait, what?
The new methods teenagers are turning to get that quick buzz is pretty scary.
Wait, what?
Reporter Elizabeth Irwin is dealing with a straight story.
Huh?
Boy, Elizabeth.
I've got to tell you, Gene and Catherine, two things I never thought would appear in the same sentence.
My snatch!
And vodka. Do I have your attention?
No. What?
Good,
wait,
because if you're a parent, you really need to hear this.
If you're a parent, you really need to hear this.
Yeah, kids, go in the other room. Change the channel.
Last longer. It's more intense. This is not isolated to any school, any city, any financial area. This is everywhere.
When we heard how kids are getting drunk these days, we thought, no way. So we hit up the experts to find out.
So I put a vodka-soaked tampon in my snatch to find out if it actually worked. And it's awesome. And it certainly does.
Oh, my God. How are you?
I can barely stand up right now.
An urban legend, or it's legit.
There's been documented cases of people going to the hospital with alcohol poisoning just from utilizing it that way.
Officer Chris Thomas spends his days patrolling the halls of a Valley high school. He's heard firsthand how kids are getting tipsy.
What we're hearing about is teenagers utilizing
they don't ask me to go get them beers anymore.
I wanted to know what the fuck was wrong.
Yeah, by the way, in the chat, what does financial area have to do with it?
Yeah.
Which is exactly right, because they're basically saying, oh, parents, it's not just black people doing this.
Yeah.
It's your care.
It's just the black people use malt liquor instead of vodka.
Oh.
Yeah.
Using them.
You heard right. Teens taking tampons, soaking them in vodka, inserting them. There.
It gets absorbed directly into the bloodstream.
There.
There's no barrier. There's no stomach acid. There's nothing to prevent it. I would expect it to
get a hangover
very quickly as well because it's a very vascular structure.
So wait, recap that. It gets you high quicker. There's no hangover. There's no alcohol poisoning.
No, you can't get alcohol poisoning.
But you can get alcohol poisoning from any way of ingesting alcohol.
So two out of three.
Better. Yeah. It gets you drunk quicker.
And you're not just girls.
You're a dude who wants to get drunk so bad that you're willing to stick a vodka-soaked tampon up your ass, go for it.
Yeah, I agree.
Go for it. If you need it that bad, knock yourself out. Because obviously there's some pain that you need to dull.
We talked about this on TV. Like Eddie the Head brings it up that on 1,000 Ways to Die, and they talked about it on Mancers, that the fastest way to get drunk is to do like a beer enema or some sort of hard liquor enema.
Well, that's with any sort of drug that you want to do.
Stick it in your ass?
Yeah.
Wouldn't
people... We talked about this on the show about plugging, how people would put ecstasy up their ass.
Really?
And you get like a way more intense
plugging.
Vibe.
Also hamsters.
Well, true. Richard Gere told me about that.
Yeah. I feel like this is, you know, this would also prevent drunk driving, wouldn't it? Because you got, you know,
drunk.
But if you got a tampon up your ass, it's harder to waddle to the car, isn't it?
But you can't walk in straight.
No, I don't think you don't keep it. I feel like after a while you can just take it out. Like once it's all absorbed.
Are you that drunk? You're gonna remember to pull the tampon out?
You pass the breathalyzer.
No, well that's
right.
They make
you fart.
Hold on. Let's get through the video.
Okay.
They're gonna start making you fart. And now they'll insert them into their rectums.
And that's not all.
Oh,
there's more.
Yeah.
Using a beer bong rectally is the same concept as a vodka-soaked tampon.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Rather than the traditional beer bong you'd find at a college party,
beer dong.
Kids are sticking the tube elsewhere to get wasted.
A lot of people believe that it would cover it up. Your breath won't smell like alcohol, so you can hide it from the parents.
But take it from this cop. It won't work. It's not just jail time that might be a problem. These new tricks are really risky and could cause some serious trouble.
It can cause mucosal irritation, meaning the vaginal wall can be really irritated.
Plus, what if you overdo it?
But you didn't say anything about it showing up on your breath.
Some of the dangers associated with this is there's no barrier.
And no gag reflex.
Yeah.
Going down the hatch.
Perfect.
Telltale sign you've had too much to drink, which means you won't throw up if you've got alcohol poisoning.
But, like, do you get that? So you don't throw up.
You have diarrhea.
Don't you throw up, too, like, if it's just, like, really drunk, not just because your stomach's full?
No.
Like, if your head's spinning and all that shit because you're actually drunk, won't you throw up still?
I don't know. I guess.
You know,
that's it, Sean. Get in the bathroom.
Yeah. Can we try this on you?
That's fine.
Can we beer bong?
Just a bottle.
Can we beer bong you?
I'm curious to know what happens if they start fartilizing you.
Yeah.
Like, no. They use the same...
Yeah, the same one they stick in your mouth.
That poor rookie cop that they stick on that beat.
All right, sir, I want you to breathe into this. This smells like poop. Just do it.
Yeah. Don't pass out before you know there's a problem.
It's problematic because you don't really know how much you're going to absorb.
We decided to find out.
Oh.
Turns out a super tampon can hold about a shot of vodka.
I'm going to be like,
it's pretty potent when it's going straight into your system.
The next shot is like this woman with her legs akimbo on the fucking news anchor desk.
Take that, Katie Couric.
In my right hand, I have the vodka tampon. And on my right hand, I have a bottle of vodka. In my left hand, a beautiful tampon. And now I will dip the tampon into the vodka.
She's still wearing her power suit, too?
Yes. It's just undipped in the back.
All the crew comes over and starts running a train on it. Like,
Jello shots!
You're watching Bukkake at 6.
Now sports.
If a person does pass out or lose consciousness, healthcare professionals won't necessarily know, you know, that they have to look in those areas, and that may delay treatment.
Check the vagina.
If I'm a parent of a teenager, what can I do to make sure these are used for the job they're intended? Nothing.
Getting
more.
Drunk.
Well, then you need to get involved. You know,
why is she talking like that while she's interviewing
them?
No, she's not.
And one more myth we want to take care of. Kids apparently think that getting drunk that way means they'll pass a breathalyzer test because they didn't actually drink the booze. Not true. The test checks out what's in your bloodstream. Right.
They're just saying
that.
That's
bullshit.
Very...
How does it check your bloodstream if you're breathing?
Yeah.
That
how does it check your
bloodstream? Makes no sense at all.
That's just a...
There you have it, folks. Channel 5 News says, stick vodka-soaked tampon.
Rob, do you have a vodka-soaked tampon in you right now? You're stuttering, you're slurring your words.
Yeah.
It's a joint. It's a joint.
I don't join up. Yeah, if I would do anything, I would just plug. I plug weed up my butt.
He's vaping with the.
Oh, it's like a fuse.
Oh my god!
Could
be the fuse.
Oh my god! Speaking of vaporizer. A vaporizer pipe. Of my rectum?
Well, you won't ask for.
Okay, next week.
Okay, I'll
Rob's
do the alcohol.
Just for
you do the vape.
Things up his ass. What?
You got.
You say yours again, Sean.
I said I'll do the alcohol if he does the vape up.
Okay. And what I said was Rob's just looking for excuses to stick things up his ass.
The same together. It's
I
more
just
like
want to get drunk.
Stereo. We're looking for ways you can spot whether your child is putting tampons. If he's a man and he's a boy and has
tampons,
he's probably doing it.
Yeah.
I think Sean should do it during the break.
Yeah.
And then we'll film
it. Do you have a funnel or something?
No, you use tampons.
I have a tampon.
You don't use pads? Why not?
Are you going to soak it with beer? I don't drink liquor.
No, I have rum. Come on.
I need my butt to smell like Jamaica.
Yes, you do.
Again.
Again. It was a shitty spring break. It's not happening.
Shitty spring break.
I remember
break.
I was in the grills. So do you think this is, like, going to be an excuse for overbearing parents to, like, make their sons, like, when they come home and acting weird to, like,
pull
bend over and
apart.
Spread?
No!
Oh.
And, like, mom's going to start yanking the tampon out of the daughter to see if there's blood on there or not?
Well, that's mom is going to start. No, she's going to start limiting the tampon supply to one week a month.
No tampons for anymore, only pads.
That's what Jerry Sandusky did. He's ahead of his time. He wasn't molesting them. He was checking them for vodka tampon use.
Or maybe he dipped ahead of his dick in the vodka.
Yeah.
Like,
drunk
kids,
oh, my God.
Kids, you'll be able to pass a breathalyzer test.
No one will know you're drunk.
Excellent. All right, let's take a caller. 913, have you ever stuck a vodka-soaked tampon up your rectum?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I like it. He's leaving it open. What's your name and where are you from?
Wait, he's leaving it open?
I'm sure he is.
This is the Morbitzer.
Oh, Morbitzer, what's up?
Well, I need some advice from the sex expert.
Okay.
Lay it on us.
Well, there's this girl in the college that I'm interested in dating. But it's hard to create conversation because she's shy. What should I do?
Have you had any interaction with her yet at all?
Oh, we don't really see each other that much.
What's the nature of knowing each other? You guys just like classmates or some shit?
We used to go to the same church when we were kids.
Oh, so when do you see her?
Around the college, every once in a while.
Oh, okay. I mean, then you should just go up to her and just be like, I mean, even if she's shy, just go up and be like, hey, you know, we're all going to grab some beers here later night, and I know that we, you know, we haven't hung out in a long time since church. Maybe we can hang out and diddle each other.
Dickus Hungus has a good thing to say in the chat. Offer a vodka-soaked tampon.
No, don't
I think
that
would
that.
Get that would get a girl. That's the key to a girl's heart.
And rape.
And rectum.
Yeah, right.
I guess girls can do it in their vagina. They don't have to do it in the rectum.
Right.
They can do two at once.
Oh, my
I wonder
God.
If it burns, though, because it's... Isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's what the doctor was saying, that, like, it burns the vaginal wall.
Could
can get infected.
Being that girls could do it in two holes at once, could they actually make mixed drinks?
Yeah.
Just a vodka Red Bull?
And yeah. I'm drinking a Long Island iced tea right now. You'll never know.
See the commercials. So now you know
this is Katie. You can't tell, but Katie is fucked up right now.
This will be your next Dolly and Soda.
Absolute DT.
That is the name of the episode.
That's good.
They better give us some money for that.
Yeah, maybe not.
But actually...
Well, go ahead, Sean. Do you have anything?
Oh, yeah, I was going to just say, use the church thing to your advantage. Just go up to her and be like, hey, we haven't hung out in a while. You know, like, maybe you want to, you know, catch a flick or go, you know, go get some drinks or go get something to eat.
But don't call it a flick. That's kind of lame.
Oh, like, you know.
Don't talk like you're in the 50s.
Maybe he lives in Chicago in that case.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually,
that's
how we do it.
And if you really want some great advice on how to get ladies, I definitely recommend checking out StuffYouWillHate.com. Sergeant D also writes on Metal Sucks. He constantly has great posts with legitimately awesome advice. There's like one article about how to get out of the friend zone. And
what does he say?
The answer is to stop communicating with the girl and find a less attractive girl and start hanging out with her to get the original girl jealous.
I think that's solving a problem that doesn't exist. I don't think friend zone exists at all.
I definitely think it exists.
One person
from experience.
Well, Rob, have you tried this on Noah yet? This method?
This might be the trick.
Noah was the one.
Friend zone.
Hey!
Friend zone is a euphemism for a girl not being attracted
that's
to a man.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's no such thing as
wait, aren't we all kind of in the friend zone?
But we're friends. That's different.
Yeah.
Completely
the friend zone is when the guy has a crush on a girl, but she only sees him as a friend.
Or vice versa. That's what the person who's not attracted says to deflect from the fact that it's awkward that they're not attracted to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One-way attraction.
You want to ruin the friendship.
Right.
To get more attractive.
I mean, there is that disclaimer, but there's a lot of good stuff out in there.
Well, I think the way to get out of the quote-unquote friend zone is to become more attractive to the person.
Take your penis out.
Or ditch that bitch, because it's probably a hotter one down the street.
Well, yeah. Well, what better way
to
be more attractive than to be off limits?
No, I agree. I was questioning the terminology. I think that that's something
okay.
that when you bring that on yourself, you keep yourself in the zone.
Right.
Because it's being a sad sack.
Well, Noah, are you attracted to people more when they ignore you?
Yes.
Definitely. What was that? See, that Chinese guy, a new car on
wow,
the park.
Wow, Sid, you're looking so handsome.
Ah,
I love what you do with your facial hair.
Damn right. Not shaving it. Bam.
What? You're talking to her.
You screw it up.
It looks like almost your entire face is covered in hair.
It's so true.
It's an illusion, man. It's not really that much hair.
Your beard goes all the way up, like.
Well, no, like
connects
your
to your eyebrows.
Yeah,
almost
here.
It really does.
It's like up to your nose. You're covered in hair.
Yeah.
Above your nose, even. Above your nose.
It's like your Wilson movement, just with a bunch of hair.
Oftentimes, I'll just shave my cheeks.
So, morbid Tulsa, that's another good thing. Just grow your beard up to your eyebrows.
Yeah. Just your manliness.
Yep.
Well, so it's weird because
really?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So
yeah.
Does Sid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I grow hair up to my eyebrows, but not above.
Right.
Above the eyebrows, down.
It's all just kind of like shooken down.
Yeah. Snow globe.
Yeah.
It's like the Sid globe. Remember those things with the shavings, the magnet thing?
Yeah,
yeah,
just
yeah,
dried
yeah.
around. Someone
That's
just
it.
Dragged them to the bottom of your face.
It's like a really lame one.
Those
woolly
things, right?
Yeah, it's woolly bully or whatever. Your face is like an Etch-a-Sketch. Someone just shook it.
I had one of those as a kid. Yeah, the kid just gave up halfway through. He's like, this game sucks. Left me looking like this.
But he went bottom up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're still talking about that?
Yeah, tampons.
Bottom up. That was Rob's nickname in high school.
Oh! Hey! Hey! Hey!
Oh, I got it.
Gay! That's my new favorite soundbite. Hands down. Gay!
What is that?
Gay!
It's from Community. It's Senior Chang.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
This is my favorite one.
All over my penis.
Gay!
So they work in tandem.
Yeah, yeah. Reminds me of James Hetfield making funny sounds.
Gay! 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 Do it all Gay!
Go ahead, go.
Do you see the...
Okay, it kind of works.
We've officially run the news.
Yeah.
Out of
no!
Right.
No, I love it.
No, it's
keep
good.
Playing it.
Did you actually see the latest episode of Community? Well, I know it was one before. Whatever the Absolute Gay was the episode.
Spoiler
and,
alert.
And it was called Absolute Gay. I just know from Hulu. But at the ending, when Senior Chang goes to leave the party with the tranny, and he does the, you know, how come no one's with chicks here?
That was like
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, yeah, with the lotion.
And gave
the
gay.
The gay handy wipe.
Community hipster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Community is a great show that everyone should watch because it's going
to
get canceled.
All right.
Well, they're not going to be able to watch it soon, so.
Yeah. Too late.
Six seasons and a movie.
It'll come back.
I like that.
Futurama came back.
I'm down with Childish Gambino as well.
I still haven't heard it.
Oh, it's fucking good.
His stand-up special last night was quite good.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, that's that.
Yeah, on Comedy Central. Oh, it's funny.
I just like that he's rapping and name-dropping Human Centipede. That makes me really happy.
Okay.
Yeah. He says, kiss my ass, Human Centipede. That's pretty funny.
I'm sure in context that is hilarious.
That's true. But you could play the song.
Mm. All right, thanks for calling in, Morbid Toaster.
Thank you.
He doesn't even get his home. Oh, we should have goodbye then, but
we don't have to do that to everyone.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Earlier today, I saw
Justin Bieber.
That was on Friday.
This time it was Rob's house.
Oh.
With a vodka soaked tampon.
Did you wash that hand yet?
Doing shooters.
No comment. No, there was a quote by Lars about Lulu.
Uh-huh. Oh, Jesus.
Drummer Lars Ulrich says, we've read a lot of reviews. They were quite interesting because people haven't focused on what the album really is.
Right.
What is it?
They don't say what it is. And he's just like... Anyway, the album is very special to us, and we had a fantastic experience recording it.
Even though it's not a Metallica album, we completely disown it.
Yeah. I think Rob wrote the best review of them all.
What? Oh, yes, I remember. It was great.
Look it up on Metal Injection. It's pretty thorough.
Yeah.
It's not even, it wasn't, it didn't even chart this week. It was off the charts after 1 week.
Yeah. What did it sell, like 13,000?
It sold 13,000 first week and then 3,000 second week.
Well, listen, still picking the Splashing Steam.
16,000 copies of the record, which is like,
that's so bad.
Pretty much if you're a band on like a good label, a decent label, 16,000 for your first release would be like adequate.
Yeah.
For a major label release, the record label definitely lost some money on this.
Good. Do you think it's because people downloaded it instead of buying it?
No.
I think it's because it's terrible.
Yeah, the word of mouth is so bad.
Yeah.
Well, and there's shit everywhere.
I know, but there are a lot of Metallica fans who would just like.
Yeah, 16,000 of them.
Yeah. Oh. Well, no, that's not even what that means. That means that's how much stores ordered.
Oh, yeah, that's not even sales. It's shipped.
Yeah,
60,000
so
shipping
those sales.
Like less people than that probably bought it because they're probably returning under those.
You can't
can return
a CD.
CDs?
You can't return a CD.
What do you do?
Stores
return
that.
Yeah.
Oh. The store.
Stores get.
I meant like you can't return a CD once you.
No, it goes in the $5 Walmart bargain bin.
Or crackheads steal them from the stores and sell them to used CD stores.
Yeah.
Exactly. We don't even want to buy them.
I'm not a crackhead.
We'll give you 2 cents for it. That means our most listened to episode got more listeners than that album did.
Is that true?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice. I think it's the Suicide Silence one, correct?
No,
the Trivium one. They were both over 10,000, though. So is that the next Metallica collaboration or Lou Reed collaboration? Which one of them is going to work?
Trivium. Lou Reed, Suicide Silence.
Lou Reed.
Yes.
Okay.
Do they know who Lou Reed is? Well,
no,
maybe they do
no,
now.
They like corn.
They're like, oh, it's that guy that was on the Metallica album.
Yeah.
He's cool. Weirdo. I just like making Lou Reed noises all day.
Demigod says Sulu. That would be the collaboration title. Suicide Silence and Lou Reed.
Silence Lou. I'd like Lou to be silenced. Just as I have not talk. Guys, honey,
worship,
actively despise. I picture him just sitting in the corner of like Shady Pines, you know, yelling things out, and that's how they recorded it.
Yeah.
Worship. Oh my God, they played it live. I mean, I think we talked about this last week. They did some live performances in Europe, and it's so bad.
Worship. If Lou Reed decided to team up with our favorite band from Death or No Death, it would be Embola Lulu Google. That could happen.
Throw it away.
For the international audience.
Very progressive.
Actively despises you. Ah, where's my depends?
Mr. Reed, it's time for a shot.
Worship. Worship.
Worship!
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 When I was on World War II, I was on a warship!
Gay!
That's the new album. That's James.
It's gay! Gay it away!
Need a Larry King movie collaboration. Alright, go do that. I'll do Lou Reed. Two doddering old farts shitting in their pants.
All right, I think it's time for our
worship
break.
Worship.
Worship.
Throw it away.
Throw it away. Throw it away. And actively despises you.
Someone who actively despises you.
Someone who actively despises you.
Senile.
All right. Let's take a quick music break. I'm going to smoke a bunch of weed.
With your butt. I'm going to eat a quesadilla.
In the butt. And to assist me on the way to stoner heaven is Sleep.
Oh.
By Cynic.
With Dragonaut. No.
I just wanted to make Sid mad.
Smoke it up.
Marsh it!
If you got it. We'll be right back.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Keep listening to the Metal Injection live cast, you whack ass busters. Or I'll bust a robotic cap in yo ass, fools.
Yeah.
Hey Scott Ian, instead of playing in front of 40,000 people who were killing time waiting to see someone else, you could have been listening to archived episodes of the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net. You schmuck. You about that time I went down on a heroin addict for two tickets to a Bon Jovi concert? It wasn't as bad as I expected. What? We're recording? Oh dear God. Now people will know that I like Bon Jovi. We now return to the Metal Injection live cast.
All right, it's time for hour number two of the Metal Injection live cast. And we just heard a music break. That was a collaboration between mostly me and then some of Noah.
I don't like the people in the chat room. Oh, sorry. Were you talking about the playlist?
No. Yeah, got it. I was.
I'll save my rage.
Okay, well, we started it off with Sleep, like I mentioned. Then we moved up to Curl Up and Die with one of my favorite song titles of all time, Dr. Doom, a man of science, doesn't believe in Jesus. Why the fuck do you? And then was a Noah pick with Seer Bliss with their track Birth of Eternity. And Noah, were you going to say something about your
pick? Noah, did you just fart?
No, I did not.
Yeah, no, you farted, but she did the one cheek sneak.
No, I didn't. I'm stretching my back.
Yeah. Her whole ass. I totally didn't fart. That was totally Noah.
It sounded like a fart.
Totally.
Not
me.
Gay.
You know, just fess up. It's fine.
Okay, I farted.
Yeah.
There. Happy?
Yeah.
I did it.
Woo!
Oh.
Gay! Okay.
Music. I don't know why there's music playing out of my computer.
Oh, yeah. What?
Oh.
Nothing's playing. Not now.
Good.
I played the Lutalica.
Yeah, but then we wrapped it up with Red Fang, with Prehistoric Dog. We saw Red Fang last night because me, Noah, and Sean went to see the Red Fang Dillinger Escape Plan Mastodon show.
I guess me and Darren's invites got lost in the mail on that one.
What invites?
Yeah, even worse.
What invites?
Just go buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Probably expensive.
I know, it's just expensive.
It was like $30.
Yeah.
No, it was a really good time.
It's like $10 for each band. It's not that much.
But I wouldn't pay anything to see Red Fang, and the other two, I don't really care about Mastodon. I wouldn't pay $30 to see Dillinger. That's too much for Dillinger.
Wow.
Okay.
Well,
I like them, but not $30.
Okay. Right. There you have it. Sid reviews the ticket price.
Trash.
So, no, it was a fun time. Me and Noah, or Noah and I should say, got shit-faced.
Oh, my goodness.
Because we ate some laced cake beforehand. So
laced with what?
Marijuana. Yes.
Okay.
Not
you didn't suck on any tampons, did you?
No.
We didn't suck on them. We plugged them in our butt.
Yeah. And then we drank a lot and smoked a lot on top of eating. Eating was like a nice base high, and then smoking would remind you, oh, that's right, I'm so high.
So high right now.
We walked out of there sounding like Lou Reed.
Yeah!
Worship!
No, that Rob was pretty gone. We had like a good like 6-7 minute conversation about Seal.
No, what?
No, his marks on his face.
Right.
He had a deal with that. That's my life.
You were saying that your girlfriend loved Seal, right? Something I vaguely remember this.
Yeah, which was a joke, but then suddenly we spawned into a giant conversation about Seal and about Kiss from a Rose and about how he was dipped in acid by the mob.
This was all you talking, by the way.
Yeah.
By him saying we got into this giant conversation means Sean got off of this giant tangent about how
Seal
got dipped in acid, then was kissed by a rose. Worship. And then worship. Wow. Oh my God.
Just go to drop.
On Darren's iTunes.
Yeah, I just typed it in. There's a million Seal songs.
Okay, you don't have to defend your love for Seal.
We're all friends here, Darren.
Yeah.
Is this the only Seal song that he made?
No, he's got like 50 albums, doesn't he?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's pretty successful.
And
great skin, too. We talked about Seal before.
And then we met up with Sean and his girlfriend Vanessa about halfway through the show.
Right.
Like,
so
right
after Dillinger.
Yeah, so right after Dillinger. And then we went into the crowd, and then after one song, Sean taps me on my shoulder and is like, yeah, I'm getting out of here.
No, it was after like three songs.
And
then we went over to the bar to get another bottle of water and then hung out there.
Yeah. Well, the pit was too much for you guys, right?
No.
No, excuse me, Sean was with a girl, so.
You're a girl.
I know, but I'm different. I'm not there with my boyfriend.
You're different.
Up.
How you different?
Yeah. I like getting roughed up.
Oh, okay. You don't like a kiss from a rose?
No, I don't.
I actually think there's a lot of attention whore chicks there, which is skanks. You know,
I didn't see,
out.
There were barely any girls. I didn't see that many girls.
Well, you were counting them. You were making fun of all of them.
You were pretending to make fun, but really it was your excuse to check out
the
kids. Yeah.
But no, like they're more up in like the second, third balcony, or the first
the
and
dresses?
Second balcony.
That's probably why. Like all the girls,
put down the
technician.
This is what you do on your serious show. So the next song from Dylan off the kite plant.
This is with cheese doodles, and he gets it like, all over the equipment.
Whenever he has to talk up a band he doesn't like, he just stuffs his mouth with food.
Yeah,
they
have pretzel rods.
Yeah.
I can't read
Here it is.
Well, I hear they will try you.
This break is sponsored by Rolled Gold.
Do you have to do live reads?
No. No, I can talk about whatever I want.
This is a little...
like pretzel rods. Pretzel rods.
pretzel
rods.
You can't talk about whatever you want. Like, if you went in tomorrow, you're
whatever.
Like, oh, yesterday on my podcast, we talked about this, and then we talked about that, and then we did this, and it was great because Darren said that, and here's the address for it.
Well,
here's the song.
Here's the thing. I can do that.
In a couple weeks or...
Then they probably won't ask me to come back.
Yeah.
But I can do it. It'll air...
Really? Or maybe the producer will hear it and be like, yeah, we're going to put a best of on of the guy you replaced.
Yeah, your stuff doesn't have to get cleared by someone?
Mm-hmm. Somebody hears it before it goes on air, right? Other than you.
No.
Really?
Goes on air.
Not even Jose?
No.
That's crazy. So
it's a trust.
So some DJ could just completely snap and say racist, like,
yeah, and then
profane
you'd be fired.
Shit.
It would go up.
But it would go
fired.
On the air.
Yeah.
It's
well,
got to
sure
be a
someone,
fail-safe. That's ridiculous.
When it's actually
no.
on. You know, someone's got to hear it.
But
well, I mean, people listen to the shows, and, you know, the radio is on all day, but content doesn't get approved before it goes on the air. It's
honestly,
like
if Rob,
happening in the moment. So
if Rob went on a crazy racist rant on Liquid Metal, he'd probably become the most popular DJ on the station. So.
But no, it's not, I mean, it's not in the moment. It's taped.
Oh.
Beforehand.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not? Oh.
No.
Oh, I thought it was. I don't know, I guess I'm wrong.
Anywho, back
there are
to
some shows,
so,
like with my show, if we're going on vacation, then we pre-tape something or we'll play it. Yeah.
See, Rob doesn't have
what
enough material for a best of yet.
Right.
Imagine if you like called in sick the second day and they just the best of was just your first day, but like in a different order.
I'm talking about the music I'm playing with.
Or it's like a dubstep.
Well, then there is no best.
Wow, well, you just heard Mastodon.
Chuck Blandington do it. Mastodon.
And they were really epic.
They'll be playing at
Baltimore.
I like drugs.
You should just do that, like a session where you just record every possible eventuality and every band.
I am really here.
Well, I don't
do
that. Radio is
I don't have a
anyway.
Certificate. What do I know?
So what else? Did anything else happen at the Mastodon show other than
I will go on record though with I know I'm going to be in the minority because I wasn't fucked up. I was super underwhelmed by that concert last night. Incredibly.
Oh really? I felt the complete opposite.
Yeah, that's because you were watching from the balcony when you're.
What the fuck does that matter?
Because
you're at the bad bar.
We were in the crowd.
We were
right behind the pit.
Yeah.
No, not during Mastodon for Dillinger.
Yeah, we were.
But either way, it's like, no, but they're not.
It wasn't as
not
crazy
as
when we.
But, well,
it wasn't
it's
as
your
crazy
own
as
fault
though.
For expecting that, though, because it's a bigger venue, obviously. See, I lowered my expectations going in, knowing it wouldn't be as good as the time that we saw them in the summer at a much smaller venue.
Yeah, where they were.
But even when they were headlining.
Even when they opened, for Deftones at Nokia Theater, they got a little more zany than they did here. Except for like the smashing the drums at the end.
But Nokia, I feel Nokia is probably smaller. Like the state, I don't know the state. Well, it's
just
definitely
general,
smaller.
Just like, and I know that we talked about this at the show too. Like, just the fan I am. Like, I wasn't really into the latest album that much, and then I was like mostly all from, like, 80% was from the new stuff, and I don't know, just really underwhelmed.
The new, and then my response to that was, the new, by the new stuff you mean, they played a lot of stuff except from the first album.
Yeah.
Basically. Well, they didn't play anything
off. Two songs from Miss Machine, one song from Calculating, and that's it from the early jazz. No, nothing off the EPs or anything like that.
Right. Well, they stopped playing stuff.
Oh, well, they do Mull Burton all the time.
That's true. They do Mull Burton. Well, but also, but that's fine, though. I mean, like, I've seen them so many times.
Well, it's fine. I think it appeals to Mastodon's audience more than... Like,
right, and also, but also, like, I've actually talked to Greg about this. Mm-hmm. Like, he said that a lot of their fans now don't really, like, got into them on these new albums. Like,
right.
they never got into the first album, you know, like, whereas, like, that's the one that got us into them.
Yeah.
They have more fans now off their newer stuff than are... fans of the older stuff.
Right.
So it's like they can't keep trying to appeal to their older fans because, like, a lot of them, you know, like, they have to keep with their with something for everybody, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, so it's completely
like, I look at, like, a blueprint like Converge. Converge is getting better and, if not, more violent and just, like, aggressive with their music, whereas Dillinger's not. Like,
but,
if they came up together, they had the same kind of, you know, shit.
I saw Converge where they played...
Really? I thought... Was Converge before Dillinger?
Pretty sure.
Maybe. Converge has been going out since 1990.
Yeah.
Oh, so you haven't yet.
Yeah.
Because Dillinger's, what, like 94, 95?
I thought even a little later.
Yeah. 97?
97.
By the way, Sean's getting vilified in the chat for not going at the pits.
Sorry, I get laid, guys.
Oh, what does that have to do with it?
I
well, that's why
it was me, man.
So if your girlfriend wasn't there, where would you be?
I would have been, like... trying to get
even
up against the
back.
Guardrail. No.
Oh, you'd have been even further back. You wouldn't have to work tough for your girlfriend.
No, I would be sitting on one of the plush couches by the bar.
97 is when Dillinger
started. Yeah,
they were one.
You've been stage diving. Rob, could I ask a question about something that Metal Injection retweeted last night during the show?
Metal Injection retweeted something?
Yes, we discussed this earlier when we were getting food.
Okay.
And I have the exact quote now, and I want to try see if all together we could figure out the meaning behind this. Your friend Jose was at the show, I guess, correct?
Yes.
And he tweeted, NYC got a boatload of goodness tonight in form of Southern Kings of their own sound, Mastodon. What does it mean to be the king of your own sound?
I don't know.
Who
maybe,
else? Wouldn't you be
drunk
if it's your own sound? I'm just trying to figure out what that meant. And did you retweet it? Because
I retweeted the photo.
Maybe it means that,
it really close.
Maybe it means that they sort of pioneered that sound. Not that I'm saying they did, but that's what he means. And that other people have done it, but they're the kings of it.
Okay, fair enough. Right. I just read that, and I'm like, well, if it's your own sound, then shouldn't you be the... Who else would be the king?
Yes.
If it's your own.
That's a little awkward, but I think
I
know what he means.
I just wanted to get clarification.
There are other bands that are trying to sound like them.
Who?
I don't know. But I'm sure.
Well, there's a Mastodonian sound now that's, like, quoted in Decibel and shit, like the Baroness and the Bison BC.
Is Mastodon still the best at it, though, Sean? What do you think?
No.
I hear
who's
you guys talk about Baroness a lot, that they're really good.
I like Baroness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they sound like Mastodon. I think they sound like
Baroness. No, but Mastodon's another one that, like, and I know I'm
right.
a minority, but, like, those first three albums are fucking insane. Loved the hell out of them, but then now I'm just, man.
Well, they're a different band now.
They're the king of their own sound.
They're the king of their own sound.
We have a caller. Let's see who we have here. 203, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi, my name's Kat. I'm from Connecticut.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Kat from Connecticut.
My friend's actually listening to your show right now, and he called me just to tell me to call you guys and talk about my Thor project.
Oh, please. Thor project?
My Thor project.
About Thor Shredstein?
Yeah.
No, like Thor the God.
Oh, all right. Well, what is it about?
Thor Shredstein, the guy.
The guitar god, Thor Shredstein. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Tell us
pretend
about
it. Pretend it's Hammer the God. Good.
Okay. So what's the project?
I'm painting a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm basing off my friend who is a guitar god because he looks like a Viking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a question. Can you do me a favor? Who's the god that you are... who's the god that you're drawing a painting of?
The god I'm drawing is Thor. And the man
who?
I'm basing it off of is
Wait, who? Who?
Thor.
Who?
Man with the hammer.
Who?
Man with the hammer.
What was the name?
Thor.
Can you just repeat it?
Thor.
Repeat the name?
Thor.
Thor.
Repeat the name?
Thor. Thor.
Thor.
Can you say the name? Can you say the name three times in a row in a chanting fashion?
I feel like I'm at a frat house watching a girl get pushed up against the pool table.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Is the accused?
Yeah. They feel like a jukebox.
Thor, come on, let's hear
Duke
it.
Duke LaCrosse?
Yeah.
Somebody in the chat is asking, is he still high? I don't know if I've ever stopped being high, but I'm definitely pretty high right now. That's why I played a little asleep during the break.
Who's your friend that told you to call us?
Yeah, he deserves a CD just for that. Just for what just happened.
By the way, Thor is the king of his own sound, too.
Could that be the new one of the greatest men?
Yeah.
You're the king of your own sound?
Yeah.
It's like master of your own domain, but right. With music.
You know who else is there?
All right, well.
I know you didn't. She didn't say who the friend was.
Oh, who's your friend?
His name's Dan, but we should talk about Steel Panther.
Are you our content coordinator now, or are you just telling us?
She's the queen of her own non-secretary.
I think Michael Starr should be your content coordinator.
Fair enough.
All right.
Okay, so one more time. Who is the god that you are drawing a painting of?
Drawing a painting.
Thor.
That's the question. How many paintings of Thor have you done so far?
I have to do two. I've done one.
Oh. Good work, Sid. Good work. Good work.
So mean. It's like hang up on this fuck, but with a higher degree of difficulty.
Yeah.
You have to get them to cooperate. And who else is the king of his own sound? Lou Reed.
He's the archduke of his own sound.
Wait, is there a way that I can make that my ringtone? How do I do that?
Yeah.
On the interweb?
Well, you Google Droid, create your own ringtone.
Okay. And then
it will Google will tell you.
I'll check it out.
You definitely need that as a ringtone.
I'm sure you could just.
I just send sound.
That should be your text.
Phone.
That should be your text alert.
Yeah.
You can just make it.
Text me all day at work. So
could that just be Rob's special ringtone when he calls you?
Oh, what do you want, Rob?
I want worship. That's
yeah,
I
that's
want.
Worship.
Worship.
Okay.
Worship. And then I want Fiddly Murder.
All right.
And then I don't know what noise will be.
Fart sound.
That's cool. That works for me.
Since you just farted.
Yeah. Whatever.
So unlike you.
They're suggesting Mountain Men. Yeah. Mountain.
Yes. All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that works.
With fart sound.
Okay. Or I'll just get one of those reactions every time I hear the song. It'll make me want to fart.
Okay. Farting a lot.
Yeah, like nonstop farting.
Okay. Drown out the sound of the music, hopefully.
Yeah.
It works on two levels.
This is the one I want for mine. By the way, Shat is the king of their own.
Yeah, they really are. They really are.
They're the kings of. Sounding like System of a Down, but doing stupid. Well, they have stupid lyrics. So.
But they are the king of their own.
I feel like they actually came out around the same time as System of a Down. Like,
really?
It's not. It's not like.
Have you ever seen the two bands in the same room with each other?
Side project.
I've met Jeff Wood. He's definitely not Serge Tankian.
But is he. Haji Malafakian? Whatever. I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
Close.
I guess which race, though. I think I just defended like eight of them.
Oh, my God.
Why did you leave the hero on the table?
What was the name of the guitarist? The one that did the wacky high-pitched shrieky thing?
Darren Malak.
Oh, there you go.
Darren. You can't remember Darren?
Darren.
There's only one Darren in my world.
Oh, Sid.
It's Bobby Darren.
Thank you.
Darren?
Malakian. What does that come from again?
They're Armenian.
No, the movie.
Some vampire show on WB
from,
or something.
House of Wax.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't it House of Wax with Alicia Cuthbert? And,
No. For some reason, I keep thinking it's Wicker Man.
No, I believe it was from the Vampire Diaries, like the pilot episode.
You sure?
I'm the one that got the drop, so yes, I am.
You watch Vampire Diaries?
I listened to clips of TV shows at work, and I heard that one, and I was like, oh, it's a chick screaming Darren.
Why do you do that?
To post on our website. Just anything that might sound good in, like, a radio promo.
They blocked
that one didn't. Yeah.
We don't have a guy like sit at my radio station.
You just let interns do that shit?
No.
No, yeah, you do.
Nobody listens to stuff before it gets approved.
They just say racist
before
things
it gets
in the moment
on air.
When it comes on air.
Yeah.
No, but that's different, though. You're preparing clips for, like, a lot of stations to use, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, so he's creating, like, a bank of clips that any other station can just grab a soundbite from.
That's why he has to talk to retarded people in the street.
Yeah.
Hey, you talked to me one time.
That's right. I've talked to all of you.
Like Darren said, that's why he's had to talk to...
Well, Sid asked me one time, can you just, like, say, make a clip of yourself? Say you like AC/DC.
I gave you, like, a list. I gave you a list.
Yeah.
Say this.
And I was like, oh, man, I really love AC/DC. Oh, I love when... plays all my favorite music, you know, like fucking Led Zeppelin.
I made one for you too, didn't I?
Yeah.
We went to like Times Square by the ticket booth,
yep.
And I had to do it.
I'm here at Times Square, and then he made me go to Baltimore, and I had to stay there.
It's for the ambient sound.
Yeah, he's into realism.
Yeah.
I'm outside of Fenway Park right
now. Yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I love the Red Sox, and I love Led Zeppelin.
I'm here in Chicago.
But you're in Manhattan.
The Cubs just lost, and I love Black Sabbath.
As usual. Oh, can we just throw up on the mic phone?
You're in.
So do you guys remember when I played that LMFAO song, Sexy and I Know It?
Oh,
I
God.
Animal print pants out of control. This song. Like here. By the way, this is a...
Why are you playing it again?
Hold on. This is,
well, we asked to hear Rob's Serious Show, so that was a clip from it.
Oh, okay.
No. It's strictly metal.
He's working in the LMFAO.
Strictly metal.
Strictly metal.
Oh, I want. All right, we get it. All right, well,
wait, no, we gotta get to the port. All right, so.
No, I don't understand.
It's okay.
The kind of music he listens to. It's fine.
Someone did a parody of it.
Someone did a parody of it. Parody called "Jewish and You Know It," and while whatever the parody is, whatever the bridge to the chorus,
relevant to our show.
Yeah. Pretty much the greatest thing ever. So just look at it.
Yeah. When I walk on by, people be looking like Danny High. I get squashy meat, yeah, I'm skeptic and people be. Yeah. She went and sold the turtleneck, now I roll. It's a holiday, and I'm feeling low. Gotta have kids, but I gotta see no. Girl, look at my shlomo. Girl, look at my shlomo. Girl, look at my shlomo. Such a f***. Girl, look at my shlomo.
Hello.
Girl, look at my shlomo.
I think so. Of course.
I'm Jewish and you know it.
Hello.
I'm Jewish and you know it.
It's our Shlomo remix.
Really
having a hard time understanding you.
Girl, look at my
ready? 3, 2, 1.
I'm Jewish and you know it. I'm Jewish.
I bought it in reading book and Angel.
All right, so that's pretty much just the screen.
Good, look at my slow mo.
I love how Darren puts the drops in.
The Mega Mix.
So perfect.
What? Of course. Of course. Of course.
So that's a little Jew love. But lately around these parts, there's been some Jew hate. That was my fancy transition.
You weren't even that serious.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, right? It's a little too shticky, though. I should have been
more
conversational with it. But, no, there's been some anti-Semitism in South Brooklyn.
Really?
In the Midway area.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's predominantly Jewish.
Yeah.
And... There was like an arson or something.
Yeah,
like
on Ocean Parkway.
Oh yeah.
They people like I guess what are they right? KKK or some swastikas and they
burnt
blew up a couple
cars.
Cars.
Yeah, they blew up cars and true.
But I mean, who knows if Jews actually owned those cars?
Of course.
Unless they were hot solas.
They're either Jews or Jew lovers. Come on,
yes,
live
I
there.
I suppose that's true. Yes. Or the Trinidadian women who are home attendants for the old.
They take the train there.
That's true. Yeah, I guess they don't drive their vans.
That's the racist, what the racist would say.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but that's their point of view.
So that happened, and then there was like some kind of tolerance march.
Really?
Something like that.
Jews marched? Aren't they like, all right, my knees,
They did like a block. And then...
Let someone else march. I'll be then spirit.
Yeah, that's why you didn't hear too much coverage.
Just walked out to their steps and then went back
yeah,
inside.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very humid.
Yeah, it's a little chilly out.
It's humid. When my knees knock on, it's humid. I don't need this. I believe in what they're doing, but I don't need this right now.
But so there was that, and then like a week later, a few days later, and this is what's more interesting to me, so there's a train station near us. It's the Avenue J train station.
For Jew.
Well, there we go. And it's also a predominantly Jewish neighborhood. So somebody on the big sign for the Avenue J station added an EW.
Oh, I made the joke without even knowing that. Sorry.
It said Avenue Jew. So it was like immediately it was
our neighborhood.
But like they took the sign down like same day. It's being investigated as like a hate crime or whatever.
Don't they have a million cameras?
Like, why is Jew a slur?
I think writing Avenue J.
It's weird.
You can't say that. It's a slur. Come
they
on.
Prefer better graffiti of their name.
Yeah,
they want like kite. Creme de la creme.
Yeah, they should have went to the Avenue K stop and made it Avenue Kike. Like
there is no Avenue K stop if you know it.
Oh, you're right.
Liar.
It's an Avenue I stop. So the Avenue I stop, they could have made Avenue Kike.
I suppose.
But I mean, a Jew in itself is not. It's not a, it's not like a slur, is it?
No,
it depends how you use
it. It's a hate crime.
But
what if somebody voted just for Jewish pride?
It's not.
This is our avenue. Yeah.
But when you use it in that way, right? It's clearly saying like Jews live here. It's like a nasty.
And also, Jews aren't known to brag.
Well, I think what it is.
Maybe a Jewish person did it, which is like, this is my turf.
That's what I'm saying. But I think that's just indicative of how shitty a religion most of us here subscribe to.
Yeah.
In that just being called what you are is an insult. Hey, Jew, you're a Jew.
How
dare you?
So you can see where it's coming from, like if they went to Harlem and they wrote like Avenue Black or something, you know. It obviously doesn't. It's not the same because it's not an initial. But I mean, you know what I mean.
What if it was Avenue African American?
Maybe it was the five people who aren't Jewish that were offended by it.
That's possible. That's a good point, Nella.
That would be.
Thank you.
But is it that you guys prefer to be called? Oh, you'd say that guy's Jewish. You wouldn't say that guy's a Jew.
So if somebody just added ISH to the graffiti, it would have been five Avenue Jewish.
I think Jew is passe as describing someone positively as a Jew.
But
I
don't know that it needs to have any connotation, positive or negative.
It's just a word.
A Jew. a Jew is something you just don't say anymore. I mean,
you say that person's Jewish.
Yeah.
But it's the same word, just with a couple extra letters. I don't see why it should have such a different meaning.
That's how language evolves. You know, what about Chinaman? I mean, I used to be normal.
I still don't understand. As long as the person you're referring to is a man who's Chinese, why is that offensive?
Chinaman,
right.
Yeah.
What about colored people?
They're colored, right?
Well, as long as you don't only refer to black people.
But
that way.
the reason that's offensive is that's implying that you're not colored. Like,
we're
all colored people.
What if an albino person said it?
He's colored white.
Isn't he like
white?
No, he doesn't have pigment.
I guess you're.
Yeah.
They're not strictly.
Only
white.
Albinos can use it.
Black. Well, by that, black is also. But we're not white.
Black is
we're
all
like
colors,
a,
right?
We're like a little peach.
Yeah.
We're like a little peach. You're like a little strawberry.
What if they're translucent?
Like a
macro little model kit you need to build when you're a kid. The Invisible Man thing, remember? You see the veins inside?
Uh-huh.
The Inside Out Boy?
Yeah, whatever.
Bat Boy?
But,
no, that kid that flipped over the hand. You remember this?
One of the swings
and went over the fucking railing and then he went inside out?
Yeah, what was that from?
I don't know. It was like a Nickelodeon or some shit.
Was that in the Toxic Avenger or something?
He's on the swings and went over the bar.
Sounds like a trauma movie.
Was it Family Guy? Was it like a Family Guy?
I definitely remember that happening.
No.
It was Claymation. It was a kid riding on the swing set.
Playhouse?
And he went over the. Oh, maybe it was like an animated piece on Pee Wee. But he went over the swing set and his skin flipped inside out and then he was just. You know,
really
bones
creepy.
And veins and
this
shit.
This didn't really happen, did it? This was like,
it was a kid that's showing with the coolest.
they made a claymation based on a kid.
Oh, I didn't hear the claymation. Oh, sorry.
Hey.
So that kid was the king of his own sound.
Jews, though, am I right, you guys?
They're the kings of their own religion.
What?
Hey, Shlomo, call in and tell us if you think.
Where's he been?
Yeah. You called him, a couple weeks ago?
I think we just get him too angry during his call.
He always laughs,
and we hang up on him.
It doesn't sound like he's angry to me.
I know, but he wants to, like, do his rant.
Maybe he's
never
scrubbing the Avenue Jew off the sign right now.
Maybe he volunteered to clean it up.
Yeah, he lives near there.
Yeah.
Couple train stops away.
He's a Midwood denizen.
All right.
Car that got blown up.
I think we have our artist still on the line. 203.
Oh,
I don't know. What's your name?
What is it? I'm the one who referred the artist.
Yeah. What's your name?
Dan.
Damn.
I got actually 10 to something. I'll call back.
While you're on the phone, and listen.
No, we'll wait while you attend to it. We want to hear.
There's put the
like
phone.
Maybe we'll give you some advice.
Let's give some hold.
Wait, what's that?
What are you doing?
Got a wipe.
Hold on.
If we hear a flush sound, I swear to God.
Yeah, I'm on it.
You're not allowed to laugh.
I'm good.
You good? Wait,
I'm back,
yeah, hold on, wait.
Cleaning up.
Just make sure nothing else comes
in. So I heard something about a free CD.
Oh.
You must be Jewish also.
I'll definitely CD, and I also I think I still have a Morbid poster for your CD.
Wow, Rob.
From like a million
Lob.
Years ago.
Yeah, come on, Rob.
I was going to say, you sounded like Shlomo.
Yeah, I was like, wow, Rob.
It's like,
I don't think so.
It's like Shlomo and Christopher Walken.
Are you a metal injection junkie?
I am.
What's your username?
Obscure Slayer.
What is it?
Obscura Flair.
Obscura Flair, like the two bands. Obscura.
Okay,
Flair.
Well, send me a private message at Rob Injection. I'll Rob Injection, and I'll send you details on how you can claim your free CD.
Serious?
No, I don't. They frown upon me.
you're listening to the radio.
Yeah, man. They don't want the radio.
It's part. Virus and the Gorilla.
The old Sirius Radio.
The old channel they allow.
But okay, can you do me a favor? We couldn't get your friend to do this, but can you get a Thor chant going for us, please?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, hold on. let's get the studio audience involved. Go, Thor.
Louder,
go.
I'm out.
Sound like
Shlomo. Get everyone outside to start chanting Thor.
I'm on.
Worship. Worship. Throw it away.
Yeah, throw them away.
How many times have you called into the show?
Twice.
Oh. What?
Asked about Howard, remember?
How many times before today?
Before today?
Before this call?
Twice.
Minus
not,
one.
Not including today.
Derek said it.
Okay.
I'll leave it now.
So now anybody
that's
just
like a good
say,
night.
Yeah.
Well, it's taking too long.
Worship. We need a loophole of some sort to get him off the phone.
Goodbye. I die.
Settling down.
Worship.
Worship. You do that so well.
Worship.
Actively worship you.
Sounds like he's, you know, eating like strained peaches over a fucking like his table, his little man, old man table.
I can't eat full peaches because of my teeth.
Yeah. I come
worship.
Sometimes there's a pit and I have to throw it away.
Throw it away.
I am the table.
I actively despise tables.
Someone who actively despises you.
Despises you. Lou Reed, thank you so much for all the great. We need to give Lou Talica like the honorary like album of the year.
Well,
at the live cast.
Maybe we can get him to host. That'd be great.
Oh no.
I mean, what else is he doing?
We'll do it live from Shady Pines.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to travel anywhere.
Harshat.
You're right there.
I'm choking on some sort of tea chat. Harshat. Harshat.
We'll teach you to eat them on air.
Yeah. You're breaking the rules, Rob. Now that you're a big star on the radio, you think you can come here and do whatever you want?
My publisher says I could eat on air on the podcast.
On the mic.
Your mom?
Robert, I don't care what you're doing, stupid live kids. When you go to the serious, you must be serious.
Why does she sound like Iron Sheik a little bit?
What?
Come on now.
Why you kill the baby dick a little?
Yeah.
So it's Russian. Baby Justin Bieber.
Why you kill the Daniel?
Aren't you
7 years old, baby?
Wish your mom a happy birthday, Rob.
Is your mother's birthday?
Oh, today's my mom's birthday. Happy
birthday.
Me.
Yay!
Oh. Do you want to sing?
How old is she?
Come on, Sid.
I'm not revealing that.
I don't remember. That's what it is. You just don't remember how old
no.
she is.
No.
What did you buy her? Anything?
I took her out to a nice barbecue dinner.
Was that for you or for her?
No, I asked her what she wanted to do. And she
Wait,
said
you took
she wanted...
her for barbecue, then you went to San Loco for Mexican?
Mom, of
I didn't
these...
have like I just had like
oh, okay.
some
of these barbecue places. Which would you like to go to?
Yeah.
I've selected 12 barbecue joints.
No. Come on, you guys.
Virgil?
Give me some credit.
We know you like Virgil's.
Well, which one was it?
You can say. No, it was the Hill Country.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How did your mom take to their unique brand of ordering and being served?
She's so wrong. I mean, I did all the ordering.
Oh,
she, didn't have to, like,
she just sat down?
Yeah, I was like, what do you want? She's like,
did she let you drive?
What?
Did you guys drive to the restaurant?
My sister drove.
Oh.
She got very upset. There's supposed to be a menu, and then you pick what you want to eat, and they bring it. That's it.
Was she pissed that you had to sit at a long table with maybe other people?
No, we didn't have to sit with
other people. What did your sister get?
You got her the VIP room.
We just all shared like a pound of brisket and some chicken and some sausage.
No sides?
Mm. Oh, yeah, no, we got sides.
What kind of sides did you get?
It's fun.
Sorry. More meat.
We got
Hill Country is
sides,
so delicious. Even
no,
just hearing this makes my mouth water.
We got coleslaw, sweet mashed potatoes, which are amazing.
Bourbon mash.
Bourbon mash, right, yes. And then coleslaw, mac and cheese, and the black-eyed bean salad.
How come you didn't bring the leftovers?
Black-eyed pea salad.
How come you didn't bring us leftovers?
Screw you guys.
Wow. Thought we were friends.
Yeah, it was really good.
Is this for black-eyed pea salad, or what?
Is this for food?
Oh, food.
I think we're getting very lusty over the food.
Well, what? Why were we talking about this?
It's his mother's birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You forgot that, or?
What did everybody else get her for her birthday?
The story is awesome.
I don't know.
What did your sister get her? Did you pay for the food?
Yeah.
So then what, everybody else had to do something else fun?
Nope.
Did you just pay for your mom, or did you pay for everyone?
I paid for everyone.
Wow. How much was the bill?
Come on, David.
Listen, unless somebody jumps in, I'm going to keep asking questions.
No comment.
Just his mom and his sister, right?
And your dad.
And my dad.
Grandma? Grandpa?
No.
Uncle?
No.
Sid wants to know why he wasn't invited. Clearly, this
because my mom
is
hates
going.
Him. The last
is that true?
No.
No.
She hates me, I think.
What? No.
Why would you say that, Darren?
He was mean to me at his house once.
How is
wow, that? Someone holds a grudge.
Oh, no,
wow.
I'm not.
Someone holds a grudge. You must be the one.
This is the
I
one.
Like her. I'm not
tell the story. Tell the
wait,
story.
What happened?
It's not even a story. It was like fucking 7 years ago.
Clearly, it left a lasting impression on
you. It was when you broke your arm. Remember?
I broke his arm? Oh, yeah.
What was he
doing?
No,
my
leg.
Leg.
The leg.
Oh, you don't remember anything about me, Darren.
Wow, Darren.
Yeah.
Darren.
I never met his mother. I made it up.
Darren.
No, okay, she was nice to me. I think she said something about me behind my back when I left or something, right?
What did she say?
You told me.
How are you asking me when I'm like totally, I don't even remember this.
He got word on the street that she was talking shit behind his back.
I had her whacked.
Yeah. There's another mental injection for him.
Back in the day, your mom used to buy weed off the same guy that Darren got weed. And she used to tell him all
she's
the time.
A lovely woman. I didn't mean to disparage her in any way.
No, I
thought she had a band.
She thought you're hilarious. She thinks you're hilarious.
Oh. Well, I like her, too.
Uh-oh. Love connection.
She's a married woman.
I did platonic. Oh, my God. You're going to get me in trouble now.
She's got the 37-year itch.
Oh, stop it. You're a terrible person.
Come on.
Karen, would you ever bang Rob's mom?
Oh!
Can we see a photo?
She's a married woman. She's an attractive woman, but no, of course not.
We see a photo?
If she wasn't married, let's say Rob's dad.
That's
and
her
son
sitting right here.
Well, I was going to say, maybe what about Rob's dad?
Putting me on the spot.
What do you
feel if Rob was your stepdad, Rob?
I don't care.
What if Rob's parents wanted to like try something new in the bedroom? And
you
they asked.
Watch?
No guy stuff.
And they asked you to be their unicorn.
Is there any no guy stuff?
No,
as long as it's two guys on the
if
girl.
It's like an Eiffel Tower situation, you're okay.
Can we see photos?
Would
like
you ever?
Faces to
his mother
like
looks like him.
Looks like Rob of Feminist.
Totally looks.
She does. She looks like him.
Do you have a photo in your wallet?
I mean, don't say that because Rob's sister, you could see that it's his sister, but she's...
Oh, no, you can't.
I
saw a photo of Rob's sister. Looks nothing like him.
Do you think... I mean, I know you're putting down Rob, ha, ha, ha.
If
I
didn't
tell
that was Rob's sister, I don't know that I'd put two and two together.
No.
I would not picture that at all.
He looks exactly like his mother and not like his father.
Mom's lost weight.
I see that.
Oh.
She'll be happy to know that.
So you can't tell that's his mother?
Aww.
She just saw one photo like that.
She's a comely lady.
Whoa.
What?
What?
That's
far.
That's
because
far.
You don't understand English. That doesn't mean it's an insult.
I don't understand English either. What is that, baby? I think what Darren meant to say was jizztastic.
No.
Oh, well, that's okay.
No.
Well, that's okay.
She doesn't get mad that I do the accent or anything?
I'm sure she's not happy about that. But
you should be
here.
Russian
here we are.
Look, like
we look totally like each other.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely spawned from her loins.
What?
Wait, I don't think he was ever questioning.
Yeah, well,
that.
I mean, the mother, you can usually tell. That
oh, I don't look like him. I look more like my dad than my mom.
No, I meant that there's no question about the genetics of it. Like, it came out of her, right?
Well, true, yeah.
Of course. You are not the mother!
Oh.
You see your mom pocket popping and rocking around
with the worm.
Which is very dangerous, I learned last week.
Yep. Doing the worm?
Mm-hmm. From AWK.
Oh, that's right.
And he said, your rib cage, I said you could also hurt your penis.
Yeah, right. Mm.
And he just shied away from that, taking a stance on that.
931, have you ever hurt your penis doing the worm?
What?
That was an honest question. 931, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
What's
up? What's your name?
Joe Vaughn.
Hello.
Oh, what's up, Joe Vaughn? Are you just listening again?
Yeah.
He's still alive.
Cool. Well, glad to know that you are still alive.
Rob is the king of his own segues.
I thought that was a pretty good segue, though. And I am the king of it.
You're only the prince of your own follow-up questions, though.
Squire.
Court jester?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're gone, Joe Vaughn.
That rhymes.
Yeah.
For Rob. Rob likes the full one. Shut up, Sid.
Gay.
I'm picking my spots.
Gay.
We can just have Sean do it every time. It sounds exactly the same.
Gay. So good. Gay.
All right. Well, no more.
Gay.
He just said no more.
All right.
Quit it.
Gay. Gay.
Lifestyle determines my death style.
Gay.
All right. Go on.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Gay. You're ruining this for me.
Oh, well, then.
All right. Keep going.
Gay. Gay.
Buckwheat says, "I heard Rob's sister."
Gay. I've seen photos, and she's quite attractive.
But I mean, okay, he heard it on the show, or else would he hear it?
On the street, on the same street that
same
you heard
place
about.
Yeah.
He has the same drug dealer.
It hangs around Avenue Jew.
Hey.
People really don't know what comely means. It's kind of a common word, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Not so common anymore.
It's like a known thing.
It's not like Chinaman.
No. That's passed away.
Extremely known.
Could that be the name of the episode? It's not like Chinaman.
No, because they mixed the chink. Chink in the chat.
We're getting there. So you haven't seen the chink?
No, I haven't. Well, I saw him in the park, but I didn't talk to him. It was in the morning.
Oh, well, you didn't look good or something? Is that like yours?
No, I had to go to work.
You can't say hi to the guy? He probably comes there just
like,
to see
he was on the other side of the park.
You could yell to him.
You could have ran to him.
Hey, Jet Li.
No.
You should have done a flying Liu Kang kick across the park.
Yeah. Should have just leaped like right into him, tackled him.
Mm-hmm. Do them right there in front of your dogs.
And then our dogs could do it because he has a boy dog.
Yeah, and your dog is gay.
True.
But you don't know that the other dog is gay, though.
Yeah, but it'd be forced upon it.
Oh, rape.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bruno is a rapist.
Oh.
That means no.
It's gay dog rape.
I feel like Bruno would be the bottom.
No, he likes to find small white dogs to hump.
Mm.
Okay.
He likes to be aggressive. And
gay! Gay.
He likes to give it.
Thank you for finding that
picture.
I don't watch that show, and I didn't realize he was saying gay. I thought it was like a herp derp, you know, like a derp. Now I know.
Like all of Mencia's comedy?
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody's watching the Giants game on a big screen TV across the street. I'm distracted.
Yeah, what's the score?
Fuck you. My vision is
we're
going
to have to change your seat.
But Todd Coughlin looked angry. But
that's one play.
It's always.
Oh, well.
You know, do we talk about this on the show that Carlos Mencia is not Mexican?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. He's Hungarian, right?
Yeah.
Well, isn't he like half Honduran and half?
Yeah, he's partially. Yeah. He's not Mexican at all. He's partially Latino.
Yeah.
It's just an act, just like Larry the Cable Guy is Dan Hart. What is Dan something? Harmon or something like that?
Yeah. Well, he's like a college-educated
Whitney
guy with no accent.
Whitney?
Yeah, it's just a character.
Talk about the show.
Right.
Whitney.
Carl, but it's a little different. Even though I hate Larry the Cable Guy, too, but that's...
Yeah.
He's admitting that it's a character. Like,
yeah.
Carl Smith is trying to...
Well, you never really see Larry the Cable Guy say, I am a character. It's always everyone else, like, on roast, or someone else is like, you know...
Uh-huh.
We're roasting a character, not a real person, kind of thing.
Well, what I should say is that he makes it obvious that it's a character. Like, I don't think he is professing. Like, Carlos Mencia goes in interviews and says that he's that guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's a big fraud. Mm-hmm.
Carlos Mencia to the Latino community is what Rob is to the white community.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's
even
kind of
I
true.
Felt that.
He's half white. He's half white.
Yeah, exactly.
Like nice.
At least I would have.
Wait, what do you mean I'm half white?
Well, Iranian isn't white, is it?
Why not?
I don't know. Is it? Maybe
but
I'm wrong.
What?
Enlighten me.
What else would it be?
Brownish.
I don't know. Middle Eastern is not white to me.
But
and not that it's bad. It's just
so
then
I'm not white.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're Semitic.
Yeah.
I'm Semitic.
So Noah would not put white.
And you're Semitic. That's what Semitic means, Arab or whatever.
But. On a corporate employee form.
Yeah.
Well, there's
which
no
one
Semitic.
Do we check off?
What
do
we check
again?
Off?
But that's ridiculous. Those things are dumb.
But
the
one that says Jew.
I agree with you. You wouldn't
yeah.
have an appropriate thing.
In Middle
check
Eastern?
Off. But
is
those
there Middle
things
Eastern
are
box?
Stupid. Is there a box for Middle Eastern?
I don't know.
No. It's
no.
just white,
it
Latino, or black.
No, they're all
other.
Or
other.
Other, yeah.
Asian.
Pan-Asian.
No.
You're like half Asian, half Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but
Asian.
The thing is, the two things he says he is are what he is, and not like Mencia.
Right.
Well, but I'm saying I said Latino, not Mexican.
Right.
So he is half Latin.
Right. Well, okay, fine. Well, so am I.
I always thought of him more as like a George Lopez of white people.
Who, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
I think that George Lopez is respected.
I don't understand what that even means.
You know, the thing with George Lopez, like his stand-up is terrible,
mm-hmm.
the show is terrible, mm-hmm. but I like his sitcom. I think it's hilarious.
I've never seen it.
It's funny.
What was the sitcom?
The George Lopez
show.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the show that George Lopez hosted, he got fired from Rob. If you're the George Lopez.
Wait, he got fired from
him? He doesn't have a talk show.
I can't. It's done.
What?
It's
the one before, after Conan?
Not anymore.
What
happened?
Like
months. It's not like it's a, like he had a scandal or something.
No, he just got shit
low
ratings and
they
bounced him.
Oh, shit.
So watch out, Rob.
Sad day.
I wonder how he got the guests that he got on there. Because there's a... bigger name guest even than Conan when he
probably deals like they have to go on his show if they go on Conan or something or something else.
How do you get all your big name guests, Rob, like Bieber? How did you swing that?
I had nothing to do with it. I'm just
the
talent.
Does probably have in common. You're both shaking hands with the Bieb.
Yeah,
Andy.
Sure.
Andy.
Did you get his business card? Did you get
his Biebness card? No, no. Sorry.
You could do better.
It's late. Just getting them all out.
I got 4 minutes. Squeeze them in. Then go watch the Giants. Rob, Sid is the king of his own squeezing in jokes.
That's right. Quantity over quality.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just stoned.
What else is new?
It's only 4 minutes before you can vape with your butt.
Butt vape.
New band name.
We need to find someone for the show who will actually do all these things. Cool. Like
butt vape?
Yeah, butt vape and the
butt beer.
Alcohol.
Throw it out there. Let's go.
Maybe one of our listeners can make like YouTube clips.
Nina, get a hold of Popsicle Girl. She seems down for anything.
No, she's underage.
Not by now, probably. She's probably 18 by now.
It's 2 years ago. She's probably 16 by now.
No.
Oh, she's 18?
I think so.
Okay. Well, then fine.
And maybe the Popsicle Girl was older. She wasn't the classmate.
Like the Facebook stalking her photos.
What? How dare you? Are you Facebook stalking my Facebook activity to know that?
Is that true, though?
Like my face.
What?
Do you really, like, go check her pictures out?
I don't think so, do I? How do you know this? I don't understand.
You fucking told me. What do you mean, how do I know
When did I tell you? What did I tell you?
You see her new profile picture? She looks good.
Well, when somebody posts a profile picture, it shows up in your news feed. It's not like I'm going to her page and looking at stuff. It's there.
I'm just saying.
She was asking for it. That's what I'm saying. She was,
I don't know. She looks so like.
Shouldn't wore that dress.
It's true. Wait, there's a picture of her in a dress?
She looks like a kid to me. I don't know. Not that she's unattractive, but I was like, I don't know.
She does not look like a metal fan, which makes me wonder, well, how she ever found this show to begin with, and if she just gets on because she knows we'll take a call.
And she likes you.
No, she likes Slipknot.
Yeah.
So maybe she goes to the website.
Wash.
She had a Slipknot sticker on her fanny pack.
Oh, she had a Slipknot book bag.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. I got the story wrong. Sorry.
You assumed fanny pack for some reason.
I don't know.
He was just thinking about her fanny pack.
Right.
Oh, he's been packing her fanny. Watch out.
Hi, Rob.
You okay, Rob? This conversation getting a little too uncomfortable for you?
You choking on another chip?
I'm not choking.
Chip choker?
Nope.
You're a chip choker.
You were. Oh. Choking chips.
You really got him with that.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
We digress.
This show is, so right now it's under 2 hours.
Well, if we play a song or two.
No, we got 37 seconds. 40 seconds.
That's just in our.
No, that's, but
no,
we started a little late.
Yeah.
We're actually at 1:56:39.
Yes, Sean.
Damn. What do you mean, yes, Sean? Don't gang up.
Yeah, Noah.
I like ganging up.
Ooh.
You like being ganged up on.
I like, you like being gunged up.
I like either or, whatever. Gang
raped. I know.
Don't say that on air. People might actually.
What? She said that she wants it.
No. I think she wants it, but like if she could pick who does it and stuff.
So,
yeah, that's true.
Join us next week when we all gang rape Noah. By definition, yeah, you can't pick who rapes you.
I know, but this
hey,
is more of like
a... Rape me.
Yeah, that's a,
I don't want it to happen when I'm walking to the L train or anything like that. Like,
walking
I want
home
to see,
from the L train.
Or walking from
at least
home
on the way
from
home
the
so
you
can shower and stuff when you get home.
Like in leaving
no,
Las Vegas, you squat
when,
the tub.
When someone gets raped, do they does the person shower or is the person
yeah,
washed?
They call it a
rape
shower afterwards to go sit on the ground and
no,
bathtub.
She means does the person groom themselves before raping you?
I would hope so. I wouldn't rape someone if I was dirty.
Dan, do you have that DVD, Rape Shower?
No.
That'd be just really unfortunate. If you're getting raped and the person smells bad, like that's just...
But
Sean,
I'm assuming most rapists are smelly.
But Sean is a conscientious rapist.
Yeah, I would be like, if I'm going to be putting you through this rape, I at least like to not have BO.
That's great of you.
You know?
It really is.
There you go, rapist of the world. If you're going to go out rape, take a shower.
And on that note,
goddamn shower.
This is going to be my Casey Kasem dedication.
Oh, my goodness.
To Noah. See you next week, everybody.
Goodbye.
Rape me.
I think so.
Rape me, my friend.
What the shit I am.
Rape me. Rape me again.
Of course.
rape me again.
Gay!
Mama, 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 mama.
Ha! Gay!
Strawberry lemonade chaser. Strawberry lemonade chaser. Strawberry lemonade chaser. Strawberry lemonade chaser.
I think that's actually Rob's drag name, Strawberry Lemonade Chaser.
Not even here!
I am very drunk. Like, do you hear me? Like, how drunk I am right now? Fuck, I'm so drunk the room is spinning right now. You guys. I know you can't tell because I'm on the audio. But I'm so drunk right now. I am really out of it. And I, like I said, alcohol is the type of drug that hits you 20 minutes from when you do the shot. I just want to say that I'm fucking wasted. I'm so drunk right now. I'm really drunk. My mouth is on the booger that I created.
So I'm really drunk.
I'm so drunk right now. Hey.
Why aren't you drinking more? You're rushed. You should have had 30 drinks by now.
Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck all you callers for making me this drunk.
Bye!
Fuck them. Fuck.
Ha! Gay!